You know, I was telling you, you know, we played these clips yesterday of Dominic talking about his new girlfriend.
Yeah, you would love.
But it's from 10 years ago.
Yeah. Are you in love?
I am in love.
Are you really?
I am, yeah.
How long have you been in love for?
Four months, nearly.
4 months. That's beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing.
Beautiful. What's his name?
Her name, Nicola.
Nicola, very nice. What does she do?
She works for...
Anyway. And we played this yesterday, and we got these from a guy from chrismoyles.net, the officially unofficial Chris Moyles fan site. And I was also talking about yesterday saying that Rob DJ's book. I found out that that book was released by reading chrismoyles.net, the unofficial fan site. Mm. And then we were talking about it yesterday in the office. Chris, who runs it, we need to speak to him. And I just thought, you know what, let's just stick him on the air tomorrow and give him a nice plug for the site. Because he's never been on the show before.
Ever?
No, I don't think so. You never, Chris, you've never been on before, have you?
No, never.
Never.
Although we have met, right?
We have met, yeah. So you sound like you're in the middle of a cry.
Hmm.
I'm what, sorry?
You sound like you're in the middle of a cry. You cry?
No, it's early.
Didn't we meet you in Sunderland?
In Birmingham, it was.
Oh, was it Birmingham? I knew it was next to a massive blue tent at Radio 1's Big Weekend. I can't remember which city.
Yeah, I remembered.
With everybody rushing around like crazy, having to get somewhere, yeah.
So, Chris, how is the site going, chrismoyles.net?
You know, it's going very well, but it was a bit disappointing last week that we had to take the parodies off.
Yeah, they had to take the parodies off, right? And then Chris posts on there, we have to take the parodies off because they want to resell them and make loads of money. And I'm like, that's not the reason. The reason is we're going to get sued. You take the parodies off.
You know, the worst thing about it was we've got lots of different sections on the site.
Right.
And the Sam parody section, there's 98 files in it. You only had to make two more and we would have got to 100.
Mm.
But now it's never to be.
But it's not gone for good. I tell you what it is. I shouldn't really have this conversation on the air, but I'll tell you anyway. What it is because we're trying to do this album. So what happens is we've got to get permission from the original writers of all these tracks, right? All these publishers. So what happens is some people go, yeah, you can do a parody of our track. Some people go, I don't know. And some people just go, no, and take everything down off the website and you're never allowed to play it ever again. And they get really angry. So that's the reason why we've done it, because we're trying to get certain ones cleared and they're getting a bit shirty about it. So that's what it was. So don't take it personally, Christopher.
No. And this is what everybody wants to know as well. What's going to be on the CD?
Well, this is what me and Dave want to know as well. It's an absolute clearance nightmare. There's a really good chance this album still... It still ain't guaranteed, this album. But we've had a few tracks cleared. Some artists have been really generous and cleared us to do some tracks, and other artists have just said no.
The thing is, if we end up with a whole collection of just, now that's what I call guff, then it won't happen. So yeah. The quality's got to be good enough.
And all the tracks are going to be new. We're not going to use the parodies that we've done on the show. We're going to re-record everything, because it's me singing over an instrumental with a bit of echo rather than we're going to go to the studio and properly record it and make it sound all sexy. But anyway, that's that.
And that's one of the reasons that it's so great, because, as you've mentioned in the past before, lots of the material that's on the site is really badly edited and the parodies
how
are
rude.
Worse.
How rude!
Not the stuff that you did, the stuff that I did, trying to get rid of the talking, the laughing.
Hey, listen,
the stuff that makes the parodies so good, but kills it for me.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, hopefully they'll be better. We're going to record them in the studio and all that. Anyway, look, have you seen Rob DJ's book?
I've seen the cover. They haven't sent me a copy yet.
Right, because I saw that you put the cover on the site, on the homepage, and that's the first time I'd seen it. And I wanted to know if you had a copy of it, because I haven't seen it yet. I love the fact that Rob DJ has his book out.
Not only that, we're going to be giving away 5 signed copies.
5?
Because how weird is this? We can't give away any copies of Rob's book, because we can't do competitions. But Chris, on the fan site, he can give away whatever he wants. He gives away stuff all the time.
5 signed copies.
The interest, to be fair, hasn't been massive yet, because nobody's commented on it, but I'm sure they will.
Well, let's change that today. If you want to go to chrismoyles.net at any point today, that's the website, chrismoyles.net, it's nice and easy, and right in the front page, it says, and I quote, written by Chris, great news for fans of Rob DJ's pub quiz. On the 17th of September, he's releasing the huge Monday Night Pub Quiz book, and there are 5 signed copies to give away.
Do you think we'll get a free copy of that?
I'll tell you, I bet. I did the bloody forward for it.
Mm. Oh, no, it looks like you've written the book. Your name's so big on it.
How long's the site been going for, Chris?
Just over 11 years now.
Just over 11 years. And do you still enjoy it, or do you get are you getting bored of it now?
No, I still enjoy it. And you know the reason? Because there's so much... And it's like the stuff you did with Don. There's so much old stuff on there. Mm. Things that people who listen today wouldn't ever have heard. Mm. And so they can go back 8, 9 years and, you know... 8 and 9 years from now, they'll be able to go back to the stuff we're recording today.
The stuff that even we don't remember.
I don't like the early stuff. It's embarrassing.
That's what makes it so good.
No, I know. Feel free, by the way, to just send us more stuff of Dave or Dom or any or Rachel.
Or Chris, the thing
but not me.
I don't think you'll find any old embarrassing clips of me, because I've always been very, very careful throughout my career to make sure that I'm fully protected.
And
if
any new people want to go to the site, then just look, there's loads of stuff on there. There's like photos and there's reviews of old shows and there are loads of downloads and clips and videos and whatnot. But just tread very carefully if you go on the forum on the message boards. That's all I would say, because they're a spiky bunch. Would you agree, Chris?
That's fair enough. I can't argue with that.
Maybe you should set up, like, a place for new people that the regulars are not allowed in, because the regulars would eat the new people alive. They really would. And I suppose that's kind of what message boards are all about. They are a bit geeky by definition of what they are.
It's a tank of piranhas.
Well, it can be. There are some nice people. We met someone in LA who drove across America to see us.
She's nice.
She drove from San Diego. What's she drove name? Two hours. Sunny SoCal, what? She is on there.
Denise.
Yes.
Yeah, we met her. She's nice. Have you met many of the people who go on the message boards, Chris?
I've never met one of them.
Good lad.
And I'm really proud of that.
And that's the way it should stay, right?
This is the way I wanted to stay.
Okay. Well, if you want to go in and have a look at Chris's site and leave a message for Chris on the message board and big him up. Show him some love.
That's very kind.
You're more than welcome. And
it's probably broken it now, of course.
If this website ever actually... if this album, by the way, ever actually appears, then we will let you know. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get Rob DJ to sign some copies of it for you.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? Maybe six signed copies from Rob. No,
I'll tell you what, though, Dave. I'll tell you what, Dave. Six can come out of your bloody allocation, not coming out of mine. You're kidding me, aren't you? Do you know what's really nice is, as we're talking about it, I'm looking through the glass, and Dominic's just been on the website having a bit of a look.
He's looking for clips of you.
The what?
Looking for clips of you, yeah, I bet.
I tell you what, it's better not be. There better not be any clips of me on there. Mm. Do you know the thing right at the bottom of the page where it says how many times this page has been viewed today and how many times this week? Is that instantly updated?
It is, yeah.
All right, so 1,707 people have gone to the homepage today. So let's try and whack that up today, Dave.
Let's do it.
So go and have a look at Chris's site, chrismoles.net. It's been running for 11 years. And if you're a regular listener to the show, if you've been listening for a long time and you haven't been to the site, then shame on you.
Have a look at some of the early photographs of Chris with his ponytail.
No, don't do that. By the way, Chris, here's the good news. One person has commented on the Rob DJ book giveaway.
Oh, it was all worthwhile. Thanks. Yeah.
And that picture of me and Rob, by the way, where the hell did you get that?
It came from the publisher.
That's me and Rob in Rob's bar in his back room of his house.
You look
you haven't been there, have you?
Rob DJ
built a bar. He's built like a snug in the back of his house. So you've got it's really smart.
It is nice because he extended the house, but he sort of extended it by the same again. It's like one of those grand design projects.
Yeah, it's not like a pub. It's not, you know, like JK had a little pub in his house. This is like really modern. There's a big plasma on the wall. There's music.
It's got optics in there.
Yeah, it's got optics. It's got everything, but it's kind of glass and white and sexy. It's got bar stools and what. And as Rob says, best thing about a bar pub, you can smoke in Rob DJ's bar.
Yeah, but that was weird, though, because when we were there, he didn't. He went out in the back garden and smoked outside the back kitchen door.
I think Tracy told him off.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's me and Rob in Rob's bar in his house. Anyway, Chris, look, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And once again, by the way, if anybody has any information about Matt Fincham or embarrassing things of Dave, feel free to send them into Chris at the site and he can let
You won't find anything.
Yeah. Maybe you were once married to Dave years before we ever met him. You know, let's be honest, there's a very good chance. You know. Maybe you were wife number five before we even met Dave.
How rude.
Chris, are you married, Chris?
Getting married in 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Ah, congratulations. Nice. Bienvenue.
Where did you meet your lovely lady?
The university. Oh,
okay. Not on a message board.
No, very definitely not.
She doesn't go on chrismoyles.net.
not very often, no.
Does she like the show or does she hate the show?
No, she likes it. Okay. She just doesn't really go online.
Would you say that she has brains and beauty?
That clip could have been made for her.
Mm. Wow, what a nice thing to say. What a nice thing to say.
Oh, yeah. Are you in love?
I am in love.
Are you really?
I am, yeah.
How long have you been in love for?
That goes on. All right, listen, thanks, Chris.
No problem at all.
I'm determined to get people interested in Rob DJ's book, more than one person. I would hate it if John Barrowman's record sold more than than Rob's book, but there's a very good chance that that's going to happen. Have a good day, pal. Nice chatting with you.
See you, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
It's very laid back.
Isn't he? Very laid back.
Any more relaxed, he'd be in a coma. The site is massive. There's so much stuff on the site. Oh, we never told him, either, did we? There were times when we've used it as an unofficial archive of stuff.
Honestly, we
never used to archive the early shows. When was that? Go and have a look in chrismoyles.net.
They have a far better record of everything we've done over the last 11 or 12 years than we've ever had.
Dave, he would know, Chris would know when you did that bet with Dom, referring back to earlier when you said that Dom owes you some money.
Chris, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Any idea when we had that bet? Do you remember when...
No, but if you post on the forum, I bet you somebody will reply within an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how to log on.
That's true.
Can you ask for Dave, please, Chris?
I'll ask for you.
So do you know the question is? The question was, at some point earlier this year...
Yeah, I've got a date in mind, and actually I've emailed Matt Fincham to go and have a trawl in our archives. But in the meantime, the question is, on which day did myself and Dominic have a bet that Liverpool would win nothing this season, i.e. last season? I'm thinking it might have been around February, March, earlier this year. £50 it was to Comet Relief.
We'll find for you.
Thank you.
And also, Chris, very quickly, the main reason I got you on today as well, which I completely then forgot to mention, is the homepage of the website, which I don't know if I've mentioned, is chrismoyles.net, has been visited 5,999,984 times. 997,984 times. We're a few thousand away from 6 million hits to the homepage.
And at least 4 million of them are Allard.
And Matt Fincham.
It's almost worth giving one of Rob DJ's book away for the 6 million viewers.
I don't know if it is, Chris. Well, it may be worth it, but I don't know if there's much interest. But that'd be nice if you might hit the 6 million mark today.
I hope so.
He so doesn't care, does he? He's
just, do you really like the show?
He don't bother, does he? He's not interested. Chris, I've got to go. Johnny Vaughan's giving away pens. All right, thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
I want to know how quickly now that they or the diehards on the forum will be discussing Chris's appearance on the show.
Come on, the piranha tank will open.
And now, watch, they'll launch into a big...
Dave said that we were all pigs or something. Dave called us all piranhas.
And then someone else will go, no, he didn't, actually.
And they go, no, you don't spell piranhas like that. You spell it like this, we've got an H
jalapenas.
In it.
Yeah, jalapenas.
They call us all jalapenos.
Anyway, what I'm saying now, there are some very nice people on the website. Freaky people, but I think...
They're in the minority.
Yeah. Anyway, check it out, chrismoyles.net. And it'd be nice, what a nice, because he doesn't work for us, we don't pay him, he doesn't make any money out of it, so he'll hit 6 million hits on the homepage today if people go and have a look, which is quite impressive. Mm. You know, and I just hope it's been worthwhile for him. And we'll keep him going. And... He has some Rob DJ signed books to give away.
Don't forget.
If that's not going to get you to the site, I don't know what will.